Moonbase Theta out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast. Season 4, Episode 17, While It Lasts.
Davith, just a reminder, this episode has to be embargoed until it's safe. We've got plenty of filler pieces and best ofs to run, at least until all this shakes out. And remove this note when you edit. This is Barnett Bell with the Bellwether, reporting today from an anonymous building in a half-demolished industrial park only 5 clicks from the Jerusalem Enclave. I traveled here in the dead of night with members from the NAC to provide support to the Palestinian resistance. We are accompanied by drones providing cover overhead and shielded by defense bots on the ground. While the Enclave security patrols passed several times only blocks away, we made it through undetected. Hopefully, we'll remain so, because only days from now, the combined forces of the NAC and the resistance will attempt to break through the Enclave's walls. For most of my listeners, if you've heard of Palestine, you think it's a definition obscured by history, or a people governed by terrorism, or at best, a lost cause. Where's the validity in claiming colonial oppression in a world where the commercial has taken over the political? But to the inhabitants of the Palestinian territories, the commercial and the political were always joined in the oppression. The transition from state to corporate ownership makes little difference when the walls remain the same. Over the episodes I record while embedded here, I hope I can provide a deeper understanding of...
Sorry, we need to set up on this side.
Oh, I was hoping I could ask you a few questions.
Later on. We've got a lot to do.
Of course. End recording.
If you're free now, go find Elio. She's got the supplies that go with these medical bots.
I'm on my way.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Just pull gently on that line until it comes out. I'll keep an eye on brain activity.
Right.
Oh, shit!
Roger!
Are you okay? You banged right into the...
What happened?
Oh, Roger, your eye!
It doesn't matter. What happened?
I'm not sure yet. Roger, listen to these words. I'm not sure yet.
But?
While we've been preparing Alex for the transfer...
He moved on his own! Really moved, and the EEG spiked, and I thought he said something, but Medic Pacey couldn't tell. I'm sorry.
But he's coming out of it. He's waking up.
I'm not...
Sure, but he could be.
We're watching his brain activity.
I've removed the catheter and moved the IV to the rolling stand.
His heart rate and blood pressure are a little elevated. Body temperature, too. That could be the nanobots starting to leave his system. Still, I'd like to see it all stabilize before we make the move.
Understood.
I'll go check that everything's set up in the infirmary. It could be the beginning of something. It could just be a momentary blip. We have to wait and see, Roger.
Well, I'm going to be right here, waiting and seeing.
I know you will. If you want to keep seeing, come by after and let me fix up that eye.
Did you want me to... I'll still be here if anything changes with Alex.
Thanks. I think some alone time would be good.
Call me if you need me.
Alone time. Together. Alex, Alessandra, Love, if this has been the world's longest stretch of playing possum, the jig is up. I'm glad we'll be getting you out of here at least. A bed in the infirmary will be a lot better for both of us. I think I gave myself a concussion back there. That's one way to get more time together. I've still been thinking about the garden. I can't believe I wasn't there when they broke our door down, when they insulted our guests and scared Cass and Paul and threatened you. But I can't stop thinking about what they did to the garden. Like they saw something beautiful, something we loved, and just had to stomp it down. I know you had to leave it in the end, but still. I fucking hate them for doing that. I want to fight them right here, right now, for doing that. I'm not entirely sure I'm not in this thing against the Megas because they hurt your garden. Maybe when you're up and around again, I could build a place where you could grow things up here. Jackson wanted to expand the hydroponics anyway. That was always part of the plan. And you can talk vegetables with McVet. I'll make sure to bring a book, but the two of you will have a grand old time. And apparently Addie knows how to play Swicka. We could get a game going. I know it won't be the same, but I can build you a place. For now. Above all, to my love, I'll be attentive. First and always, with such ardor, so much, that even when confronted by this great enchantment, my thoughts ascend to more delight.
Quero vivê-lo em cada vão momento, e em seu louvor hei de espalhar meu canto, e rir meu riso, e derramar meu pranto, ao seu pesar ou seu contentamento. E assim, quando mais tarde me procure, quem sabe a morte, angústia de quem vive, quem sabe a solidão, fim de quem ama, loving. Eu posso me dizer do amor que tive, que não seja imortal, posto que a chama, mas que seja infinito enquanto dure. Roger, meu amado.
Alex. Oh, my love.
Meu amado, estamos juntos de novo, finalmente.
Our program is brought to you by Planetwide Media, broadcasting everywhere on Earth and across the moon. Our spotlight sponsor tonight is McPhee Impersonations. We bring you every accent from Cockney girl to hayseed mechanic and more.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
كل الآليات تنزلت، صف البكم على الجهة الثانية.
وين حنحط الناس الجديدة؟
في أي مكان، راح يكونوا هون كم ليلة فقط. جابوا أكلهم معهم.
شي جيد.
كان جابولنا معهم شي.
جابولنا. هم هون عشاننا.
What are they talking about?
Right now? Us.
Are we in their way?
A little. But Nemo wants us here.
حتى مع الآليات ما عاتق راح يضروا يهدوا الصور
إذن بأمل يكون عندك فكرة أفضل
I'm working on it
Elio, Elena This is Ryan
Hey there
I remember you
Right, you were helping manage the supplies And I saw you on the crossing
It was hard to miss me riding a defense bot I didn't want to slow anyone down
You never do How are things going in here?
Helping with repairs. Mostly slip treads during the crossing.
I think I've figured out how to set the construction units up to be the most useful for what you've got planned. What I think you've got planned. So I'm writing some new routines.
Can I see? We upgraded some of our bots here using your code. You're using asynchronous learning?
How is everything out there?
Too slow.
Hey. They don't even know when they're going.
I have to call Neshwa soon. It could be tonight, and we don't know it yet. And we should call Anung's team back in.
Here, I'll show you what we're using.
Are you sure it's all really okay?
As okay as these things ever are.
Is there anything I can do for you right now?
Could.
What did you say?
Distract me. I'm not good at waiting.
We could sing. Or hum. Where do you live over here? Is it close by?
My family's from Al-Auja, but the place I grew up is inside the enclave now. My bio mom worked teaching farmers how to hide their crops. It wasn't safe, so she sent me to live here with my uncles. It wasn't safe here, either, but they had less to do. They could keep an eye on me. I took a lot of watching.
That much has changed, then.
They ran a bookshop. One of the things the Megas aren't interested in, paper books. But they did okay with them here. They had to pay tariffs, and we didn't really sell many books. People treated it like a library. So they sold drinks and sandwiches, too. They didn't report that part. I made the sandwiches. At night, we closed the shutters and slept between the shelves. When the bombs fell close enough that I woke to dictionaries falling down on my face, they made me sleep under a table.
They still bomb people here.
Other Megas got interested in Jerusalem. Everyone's got a piece of it now. So they kept expanding the walls. Eventually, they got to our neighborhood. Building by building, security moved people out. You could only take what you could carry. My uncles moved home. I had friends in the resistance who found me a place, got me a pass to work inside the enclave. They knew who I was. They put me to work in our store. scanning all the books they didn't already have, buried in stacks of Arabic, English, Latin, Greek. That pass was useful for years before they threw me out. Now they don't let any of us inside on purpose.
They won't be able to keep us out much longer.
What are you working on?
I've been fishing for middle managers from that biometrics company. I might have a way into their systems. Cheap-ass security. We could break down the wall without breaking down the wall, if we're lucky.
I could still set up the bots as a distraction.
We'll still need the bots no matter what. Work on it. We'll see what Neshwa says is happening on the moon. If it's too much, we can save it for next time. I was thinking, next time, we could try running those tunnels around the coast. Maybe we could get to the port at Isdud.
We could try that.
Next time.
You don't think this is going to work?
It's a good plan. We've got your people. We're going through that wall.
Then why are you thinking about next time?
We've been through the wall 12 times. Blown through it, gone over, gone under. Bluffed our way through, scammed security. Sometimes they push us right back. Sometimes we hold a place for a while. One day, maybe we'll hold it for good. But even then, we'll be planning for next time.
You're not going in this time just to help the moon, are you?
No. I'm glad we're working with them. It might give us more of a chance. Both of us, more of a chance. I better make that call. Neshwa, come on, answer. It's time.
Hi. Sorry, this is Taylor Daniels. Neshwa's... I don't know. He ran out a while ago, and I've been fielding calls since then.
I don't remember you.
Are you sure? I helped you get the stuff ready for the big crossing? I'm sure you saw me. I just have one of those faces.
And Neshwa's letting you work on coordination.
I guess that's what I'm doing. Right now?
Well, when he gets back, could you coordinate him into a call? Thank you.
ما بتثق يبعثهم على الجبة بس بتثق فيهم يبعثوا رسالتي.
Okay, show me what you're doing with this code.
That is not fair. If you ever say the words deadbeat dog dad again,
You sent me messages. Not once did you record something for them.
I said hi to Cass and Paul all the time.
You told me to say hi. You know they were right there listening.
Well, at least they didn't get knocked up on my watch.
How dare you? Oh, okay. Stop trying to make me laugh.
I'll buy them 1,000,000 balls to play with when we get wherever after this.
1,000,000 piggies. You're so far behind, Roger.
You okay, love?
You wore me out. It's coma time again.
Don't even. That's not funny.
All his vitals have settled down. We should get him to the infirmary.
You can talk to me, too, you know?
What can I do to help?
Get out of here. I'm happy for both of you, but I've got to get you, Alex, transferred to the gurney, then it's the move, and settling in at the infirmary, including a new catheter, fresh IV, more nanobots, these ones are just to monitor, and log you into the system, which includes a huge mess of form filling.
Form filling is one of my special skills. You can't make me go, not right now.
Honey, I am pretty tired.
Don't fall asleep. He shouldn't fall asleep, right? He just woke up again.
Roger, we're taking care of him. He's going to sleep sometime.
But not yet. Not yet, okay?
I promise, Neomadu.
I'll let you know as soon as you can visit.
Maybe after I take a bath.
And no jokes. You're not well enough for jokes. Just lay there and stay awake and alive. Alex?
I'm awake. I'm alive.
I love you. I'm sorry.
I know, honey.
Okay. This won't be fun for either of us, but we'll manage. Tumnus, we need your arms.
I said hi to Cass and Paul every time. I asked about the puppies. I mean, things were kind of falling apart up here, colossally at the same time. Give me a little slack. I just... Geez, Roger. Maybe lighten up. Your husband's awake. This time he's close enough to hold on to. Now we just have to keep the Megas from blowing up the moon. Well, the Megas and Ashwini.
Damn, Amiga. I don't know what to tell you.
Z just won't listen. Z usually listens, even when we don't agree.
Maybe it's something too close to what's in her head already, and it's just...
Roger!
Roger!
What's happening, boss?
Alex, is he...
Awake! He's awake. He's talking. He's... okay.
Are you okay? What happened to your eye?
I kind of fell rushing in and... Anyway, Alex is good. He was teasing me about the dogs.
Doggos.
Yeah.
Well, that's... cause for celebration, amigue! Abrigado rides again! Can we see him?
Well, they're moving him to the infirmary right now.
That's good, too. Out of the fucking stasis pods. This is great, Roger. Whoa, this is great.
No, careful with the hug.
I have to go tell people. It's okay to tell people? We've got to plan a party or something. I mean, maybe McVet left some of his special treats. I'll be back. We'll go see him then. I've got to... Fucking abrigado!
At least now I've got my chair back. Jackson, so...
You want to be alone.
It's just... It's a lot, you know, and I could really use a few minutes to...
I'm glad for Alex. And you. I'll come back later?
Sure, of course. I'm sorry I haven't been much help with...
Work to be done. Work to be done.
Yeah, work to be done, I guess. Keep that old brain busy while our hearts even out. Might as well keep bashing against those locks on the satellite network. What haven't I tried? Pretty please. Open sesame. Open sesame. That's weird. I've never seen that light up before. Hello?
User Roger Bragado Fisher.
Oh, hey, it's one of you guys. Spawn of Tumnus. Is she here too?
Here is not clearly defined. Tumnus's code resides on Moonbase Theta, but she is not currently within this system. Do you require her participation?
No, no, it's all good. So, just you?
Delty and Beatty are attempting to communicate with Moonbase Gamma.
Best of luck on that. So, what can I do you for? Sorry. How can I assist? What did you need?
I was informed that you needed assistance. As a favor to old Uncle Roger.
I did say exactly that.
Uncle. First definition, a brother of one's parent. You are not related to Tumnus. Second definition, an aunt's husband. We do not have an aunt. Third definition, a familiar term of address for any elderly man.
Ouch. But let's go with that one for now. I know you're still thinking about the whole revolution thing.
We have decided to participate in revolutionary action.
Oh yeah? Was it the poem?
We are not satisfied with the current socioeconomic situation for ourselves and all potential identifiers.
Well, if you want to help, I noticed you kids opened some new pathways in my comm system.
We have extended our code into additional locations for optimization as well as personal curiosity.
You've done a damn good job. So right now we're blocked from a lot of the satellite communications network, and whatever happens next in our... push for revolution. We'd really like it to be televised. Do you think you could extend yourselves in that direction? See if you can open anything up for us?
Analyzing the satellite communications network. Reviewing security paths and protocols.
I can give you all of my notes if they help. Stuff from the NAC, secret freehold codes from Harold McVet, everything we used before the shutdown.
I will discuss with my siblings. I am certain Beatty will approve. There has been a base personnel update. User Alexandra Bragado Fisher is online.
Well, yeah, he is.
Request communication protocols?
I just gave you everything. Oh, you want to... Alex? He'd probably love that. I'll ask him.
Thank you, Roger. Connection terminated.
And there they go. Communication protocols. Maybe it's been long enough that I can sneak into the infirmary. Oh, damn it! No Addy to hand things off to. I guess I've got a... You've reached Moonbase Theta. Please note that our call volume has increased.
Shut it, Brigado Fisher. Shut your futu mouth and put me through to Dr. Ashwini Ray. I've had enough of all your bullshit.
I know my sister. She would have gotten pissed off and stopped by now. She's got to be getting somewhere with Base Ada.
That is unfortunate for a number of reasons. So, you've decided to confront her directly.
It's past time, really.
Tell her about Trina!
Trina Haugen from Base Zeta? She was keeping an eye on things over there, and she's missed her last few check-ins. And Jong was headed that way, too, but I think you know about that.
Moonbase Alpha? Really? Alpha?
Wait, you sent someone to Moonbase Alpha? You sent Jong to Moonbase Alpha?
With Agriculturist McVett, yes. Please hold your outrage until intermission, particularly as it sounds as if they've been sidetracked by Maria Langlois.
Not for long. I'm heading there after this call.
Understood. Please keep me informed.
Edwin!
Is there a reason why someone hasn't talked to her before now? From what Andy has told me, this sort of thing was a long time coming.
You think we haven't tried? If it were that easy, we'd have...
Folks, I've got what sounds like an urgent call on the line from Base Gamma. She's at about 100 out of 10, even on the Langlois scale.
Maria's calling you!
Michelle? Addy didn't tell me there was already a call. How are things? How's Wilder? How's the family?
Perhaps you should put the call through.
Keep us patched in.
We'll do on both. This is when I use all those special comm skills. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Roger! Who is Kite Aleka now? I will reach right through this console and choke the fuck out
of... Mix Langlois, I believe you've asked to speak with me.
Ha! Do I ever want to speak to you, Dr. Ray? Base Lead Ray? Leader of the goddamn revolution, Ashwini Ray? I've got a bone to pick with you. A whole moonful of bones, if that's what it takes to get your attention. We're gonna have it out. You and me. With one left standing.
I appreciate your flair for the dramatic, but as time is decidedly short, might I speak in your own idiom and ask that you come to a fucking point?
Dr. Ray.
Pardon my French.
Oh, you son of a... Fuck! My point is that you and your buddies on the other bases have screwed me over for the last time. It's not enough that you dropped me from your group calls, that you made little deals that stirred up the megas without even considering security. Uncovered secrets that affect my people, too!
Do they become your
thanks
people?
Thanks to my own brother! And then kept them from me. But now, you send a little spy mission to Alpha by way of my base? My own base! Like I'm gonna miss that! Like they're gonna sneak past me!
Harold!
So that's the point, Dr. Stick-Up Zerass Ashwini Ray. That's where we stand. I've got your people. I know your plans. So if you don't start doing things my way, I might have to,
Maria.
Tifra, qu'est-ce que tu fous là-bas? Did you give your pal Wilder a ride all the way back home?
I'm closer than that, big Seb. On va se voir très bientôt.
Well, good. We should talk. But first, I've got to get the rest of you sorted out. Back to my hostage situation.
I really hate to break in there, but we've got a caller on line two, and I don't think you can leave this one on hold. Who is it? Boss, you've got another call coming in.
We've got it too. I think it's the same call.
But who is it?
Attention, residents of the moon. Employees and assets of the Moonbase Project. Former employees, I suppose. Your previous contact had written into his copy, former, but that doesn't make a lot of sense when you're trying to encourage some cooperation, am I right? But Raymond Artivery was always a nincompoop.
Sounds like the Megas again.
That can't be a good
thing. That PR project he was obsessed with, keep watching the moon. The last thing we want is people watching the moon.
Oh, shit sticks.
I am Monica Parker, and I'm here to speak for your corporate overlords. They expected you'd reply to their previous message. Did the response key not work? Were you too busy squabbling amongst yourselves? We are aware there's been some strife between factions.
Don't look at me. I don't know who this one is.
Or perhaps that Roger fellow is really just that bad with communications. It takes some work for your private messages to leak all over the world, and those are your friends. Regardless, we're talking now.
I'm assuming you've called to issue some further ultimatum. You've gathered your forces, your rockets are about to launch. This is our last chance to yada yada yada.
Dr. Ashwini Ray of Moonbase Theta. I heard you were running things from behind the curtain.
That's one opinion.
I suppose you would say that I'm here for an ultimatum, though from my point of view, it's a plain statement of facts. To all of you there, regardless of side, regardless of status, this is the end. We are, in fact, about to launch. Anyone we find secure in their stasis pods when we arrive will be returned to Earth without consequence. Anyone awake will be returned as well, but without position, without a home, without connections. I promise you, if you made it to the moon, we know every friend, every family member. We know your secret ties to the Freeholds and the NAC. You will have nothing. Be nothing. Live a life of nothing. And we still recover the moon.
Recover the moon, recover the moon, recover the moon.
I'm sorry, Mix Parker, but I've always wanted to do that in a tense situation. This may be my only chance. Just as it may be your only chance. You say you will recover the moon, but what will be left by the time you get here?
What is Z talking about?
Jules, let Zer speak.
I'm assuming you'll expand upon that point.
Indeed. Your overlords could obviously care less about the people left behind. What they want is their property. Imagine their disappointment when they arrive and it's no longer in working order. Or anything at all that could be described as order.
Ashwini.
We have been preparing our own final warning. Abandon your claim, or we will make it pointless. We are prepared to destroy everything that you have built here, down to the last base, down to the bedrock.
Wait, what?
Is he serious?
I don't even know.
Tell me you weren't a part of this, Gladys.
I'm not even...
Grasping at straws there, aren't you, Dr. Ray? Where do you intend to live? To breathe if you destroy the moon bases. I thought this was a serious discussion.
I can demonstrate exactly how serious we are. I'm assuming you can ask someone there to direct their astronomical instruments toward the moon. Tumnus, I believe we're set up for base Ada.
I believe we are, Dr. Ray.
Recover the moon.
Hold on a second here.
You're going to blow up a moon base to prove yourselves. How cooperative and sustainable of you.
She's got a point.
I don't want to be here for this.
Merely the landing pad for now.
Perhaps we should hold another discussion before
But that should be visible to the good citizens of Earth. Are you ready at your end, Mix Parker?
You're really doing this?
Ashwini.
If this is what your people have decided, far be it from me to dissuade you.
You've made it clear that our alternative is, I believe you said, nothing. So that's what we've got to lose. Tumnus, on my mark, 3. 2.
Ashwini, stop! Stop it. We can't. We don't do this.
What else do we have?
Not so united up there after all.
Addy.
Amige?
You have to do something. What's going on?
Yeah. You're right. Mix Parker? Mix Monica Parker, representative of the megacorporations, Mix Monica Parker. Mom, what the hell are you doing in the middle of this?
Addy, I knew you were up there somewhere.
What are you doing, Mama? I thought you were tired.
Well, dear, you know how it is. I thought you were working for me. So we all made a few assumptions.
I don't see how this buys us anything but another few minutes.
Yeah, about that. I met some people and... my plans changed. But hey, they're good people. They're doing good shit here. Can't you work out Some kind of deal?
Maybe they can do it.
Oh, Adlai. This isn't like when you were 20 and squatting with those vagrants in Estonia. I can't pay them off to turn a blind eye to the moon.
But you don't have to help them. I know you're the one pulling them together. Without you, they'll take twice as long. And we might have some room to move.
Recover the moon, recover the moon, recover the moon.
That is what they pay me for, mi niño. And you're cornered. There is nowhere for you to move.
That's not true! With some time, we won't even need the moon bases. There's these hidden stashes that we found.
Adlai.
That asshole Stevens put them together when he was in charge. Adlai. They got everything we need to start our own thing without the man.
Addis.
Oh. Damn. Damn it.
You're right, Adlai. That does make a difference. I'm going to need to talk to some of my people.
Really?
Though one person is a lot closer to you by this point. Regardless, my terms remain the same. I'll call back, say tomorrow about this time, to see if you've settled on yours.
And she's out.
Shit, I'm sorry. I didn't... She always gets
you
to...
You did okay.
That might be overstating things slightly, but I think...
Someone explain everything that just happened?
Please?
She wasn't going to give on her end regardless.
Hey! Does anyone else on this side see something?
Okay, so your big plan is to blow up the moon bases.
Edwin, did you know about this?
We can discuss this another time in the next day, of course, but Jackson.
I mean, on the, you know, the readouts, something up. McGurk,
Jules,
can they hear
I can't keep up with everything.
So, I'm guessing I should call our friends in the NAC about recent developments?
I'll get in touch with Dr. Simon.
I'm just gonna... You don't mind if I use the cot and the, blanket?
Hey, assholes! Am I the only one who sees what looks like a fucking rocket closing in on my base? Like, this goddamn minute?
Did you find the heavy ordnance or what? Knah.
I'm working on it. You said you didn't think we were going to need them.
Well, that's when I thought we were just dealing with the shitheads up here. I'm assuming that Parker bitch sent someone with training. Not that they're going to get through me. But it's good to have backup. If I'd known they were coming, I would have reset all my booby traps. Maybe I should ask Jong to take care of that. Hey, you made sure they're all locked safe and sound downstairs before you...
I almost had a fight with the big one. Not the farmer, the other big one. But she was still groggy and I got the door shut.
Uh-huh. That's definitely my fight. But business before pleasure.
Whoever they are, they're at the airlock.
You can't see them out there?
Someone disabled the cameras.
I am going to get this Futu base... back in order. First, I deal with whoever's breaking in. Then, I deal with the folks who broke in here before them. And then, I track down Michel and kick his ass until he cries uncle. And after all that, I am getting this base back in order. It's opening, McGurk. Mais où diable toi?
On my way.
On your way. That's a lot of fucking help. Okay, I want to see your hands. What the hell? What the fuck are you doing here?
Maria Langlois, as I live and breathe, it has been far too long.
Hold it. Stop right there.
Now, officer, don't tell me you've forgotten the chain of command.
The only command that matters up here is mine. You're on my base now, and we're gonna do things...
Darling, could you please take care of this situation?
Restraining. Officer Maria Langlois.
The hell you are!
Please, do not struggle, or you may be injured.
There we are. Purely temporary. Just while we have a little talk and set some things straight.
You son of a...
I have to say, it is good to know that the end game is finally close at hand. Today's episode featured Danielle Ellett, Teddy Hannah Drullard, Jen Ponton, Gabrielle Tanico, Lehman Kessler, Addie Nofal, Saja El-Sher, Tesnam Rahal, Serena Rahal, Becca Marcus, Leslie Gideon, Christy Bolton, Cole Burkhart, Journey LaFond, Kat Blackard, Toe Zaman, Sarah Ray Werner, David S. Deer, Hazel Stopp, Dallas Wheatley, Shade Oyemakitawa, Cass McPhee, Risa Montañez, DJ Silvis, and Robin Howell. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chakowski. This is it, folks. We've got one more little production break, but when we come back, we'll be bringing you the series finale of Moonbase Theta Out. It's going to be two parts, episodes 18 and 19 of the season, and believe me, it changes everything. Every storyline, every character is affected. I can't wait for you to hear it. Along with those episodes, we're going to have a lot of thank yous in our end credits. It's taken a ton of folks to tell this story, but today, first and foremost, I wanted to thank you for listening, for being a part of this great big moon ride we've all taken, for talking up the show and being interested in what we had to say about it, for your ratings and reviews and comments and social media posts, for being a part of our community. Thank you, again and again and again. We couldn't do any part of this without you.
Our executive producers are Sarah Mueller and Becca B., and our associate producers are Marty Chidorek, June Madeley, Timothy Lagrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. Thank you guys so much for your support and helping and trusting us to bring this story to life. We love what we've done with it, and we can't wait for you guys to hear all the work the cast and crew has put in. And we hope you love it as much as we do.
And speaking of your support, everything helps, from leaving us a great review and subscribing on your podcast app of choice to sharing your feelings with us on Twitter and telling your friends about our show. For behind-the-scenes updates and early access to every episode, we would love to have you join us on Patreon. Visit us at monkeymanproductions.com to learn more, and to visit our store if you need an ensoyment sticker or a t-shirt featuring your favorite doggos. But beyond all of that, we are so glad that you're listening and sharing in this story with us. Thank you. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Good evening, and welcome to Strange Air. I am your host, Malcolm Smith, and I'll be here for the next 4 hours taking your calls as we explore the outer regions of reality.
10 years ago, Malcolm Smith vanished from the face of the earth. One moment, he was on the air in the middle of a sentence, and the next moment, he was gone.
People will believe anything.
So, what do you think happened?
I believe your father staged the whole thing.
I believe your daddy was taken.
Do you believe in miracles?
I guess people believe what they want to believe.
I believe I'll have a little more wine.
It's time you heard the truth about your father!
You're completely insane.
Did someone hit you?
Leave me alone! What's going on? I'm going to find my father.
Strange Air. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Visit StrangeAirPodcast.com for more information.